The next kina, kina Yud Aleph, is the earliest and the most important of the kinas. If someone could say only one kina on Tisha B'Av, this is the one that he should say. This refers back to the Bayis Rishon, to the time of Yeshiyahu HaMelech, and I'd like to review again for you the Seder and Navi, our history as far as the kings of Klal Yisrael after the Ten Shvatim went to Galus. When the Ten Shvatim went to Galus, the Melech was Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu HaMelech is mentioned numerous times in the Gemara, so even those who don't learn Nach heard of him. And he was Melech for another 15 years after the Churban. He had a son named Menashe, who was a terrible Rasha. Menashe was the longest reigning king for 55 years. And Menashe was Kaider Askaris from Sefer Torah. He corrupted the Sefer Torah in Klal Yisrael. He led Klal Yisrael down a path of terrible Avodah Zarah. And even though towards the end of his life he tried to do tshuva and turn it around, he was not successful. Menashe is one of the four kings, Shein Lechelek Lailam Abba. Menashe had a son, Amoin, who followed in his ways for, I think, 2 years he was king. And then he had a son, Yeshiyahu HaMelech. Yeshiyahu was, according to the Pasuk, the greatest king in Klal Yisrael. Lehoya, there was nobody like Yeshiyahu that was Meshiv, the lev of Klal Yisrael, to the fathers of Hashemayim. Yeshiyahu was a melech tzaddik. He became king at the age of 8. And at the age of 8, for 10 years, the first 10 years of his kingdom, he didn't fight Avodah Zarah. It's a very telling lesson in Nach. He didn't fight the Avodah Zarah. What he did the first 10 years of his life was to be misader, the Bein Adam Lachaveirai, the Batei Dinim, the Sina. The Bein Adam L'Chaveiro in Klal Yisrael is what he was Mesadeh first. And no doubt, established places to learn as well. But before he started the Tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael, he was Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. And after those 10 years, they found the Sefer Torah Shebehechol, which had been hidden, to protect it from Menashe, who, as I said, Menashe had corrupted Sefer Torah. There was Sefer Torah, but they didn't know if the Sefer Torah were right. He was Kaider Askaris, he ripped out pieces of Sefer Torah. And then they found the Sefer Torah Shebehechol. When you learn Bava Basra in the first parak, we learn that the Sefer Torah in the Hechol didn't have two Atzichayim, it only had one. And it was always wound, completely closed. And when they found the Sefer Torah, it was turned to the Teichacha. And it was a simin, it was a miraculous change in the Sefer Torah itself, as if to tell Yeshiyahu HaMelech that it's time to be chayzer b'tshuva, all of Klal Yisrael, and that he did. And a tremendous tshuva movement, he brought Klal Yisrael back to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rid Eretz Yisrael of Avodah Zarah. And this kina refers to those who fooled him, the Leitzanei Adar, who fooled him. Yeshiyahu had people went around checking if there was Avodah Zarah. He had monitors that went around to look for Avodah Zarah. And they found nothing. And Yeshiyahu was convinced that he had rid Eretz Yisrael totally of Avodah Zarah. But as the kina says, they hid their Avodah Zarah by putting it on the back of a double door, so that when the door was opened, it was not recognizable as an Avodah Zarah. And when people came to check for Avodah Zarah, it was not found. But when the door was closed, the two halves came together and formed Tselem, or whatever it was that Tselem of that time, so that there was Avodah Zarah. Yeshiyahu was king for 31 years. His end is described here, and that's the kin of Yirmiyahu al Yoshio. After his death, the Churban would come 22 and a half years later, and it was all downhill. After his death, first his son, Yahyachaz, was king for 3 months, for a very short period. And Nebuchadnezzar came then to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. And he controlled, he conquered Eretz Yisrael. He didn't destroy Eretz Yisrael, he conquered it. And made the next king, Yahyakim, made him swear allegiance to him. And controlled Eretz Yisrael. When he rebelled, he was deposed by Nebuchadnezzar after 11 years. And then the next king, Yechaniah, was for 3 months again. And again, Nebuchadnezzar sent the Golas Yechaniah. Those who learned the Gemara know, the Golas Achorei Shvat Masker. 11 years before the Churban, Nebuchadnezzar came and exiled the Chorei Shvat Masker, which means the tradesmen of Klal Yisrael, which is referring here to the Chachamim. He felt that if there were no Talmid Chachamim, the leaders in Eretz Yisrael, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael would not rebel. And he took 10,000 of the finest of the Yidden who lived in Eretz Yisrael and took them to Bavel, what's called Golas Yechaniah. At the time was a terrible tragedy for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. The Talmid Chachamim were taken away. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing the refuah before the Makkah. So that they went to Bavel, and in Bavel they established, there was no Churban then, they moved to Bavel, they established a Jewish community there, they established shuls and mikvahs and all the other trappings of a frum community. Daniel was one who went actually slightly before the Chorei Shvat Masker, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, these were the great leaders that were taken to Bavel well before the Churban, over a decade before the Churban. Then 11 years later, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, in his day, although Tzidkiyahu, the Gemara says, Melech Tzadik Haya, he was a righteous king, but he couldn't shake the influence of the people. He was afraid of the people. He wasn't a leader. He was a king who didn't lead. He was a king who followed what the people, he took polls, and whatever they wanted, that's what he promised. A leader is someone who leads with a force. And Tzidkiyahu dealt with Yirmiyahu, you read Navi, a mixed bag. He threw him into jail, but then protected him in jail. And then the Churban came. So 11 years, 3 months, 11 years, rather 3 months, 11 years, 3 months, 11 years, so 22 and a half years after Yeshio's death was the Churban. So Yeshio was the last best chance to avert the Churban, which Yirmiyahu was saying a prophecy about already in warning Klal Yisrael in his day. This kiddah describes the death of Yeshiyahu. What happened was that the king of Mitzrayim, as you know, Egypt is to the south of Eretz Yisrael, and Aram is to the north. And Paroi, Mitzrayim, had battle to wage against Aram. In the north, he had no quarrel with the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And he asked permission for safe passage for his army to pass through Eretz Yisrael. You want to get from Mitzrayim to Aram, you want to get from south of Eretz Yisrael to Lebanon, either you go by boat, which is an expensive way to bring a whole army, or you march through Eretz Yisrael, and he requested permission. And Yeshiyahu, in a failing, should have gone to ask Yirmiyahu for guidance. But Yeshiyahu, in his joy, in his ecstasy over what he had accomplished in Eretz Yisrael, he said, it says in Bechukaisai Teileichu, it says, Lo Savar Cherev Ba'artzechem. And Chazal say, Lo Savar Cherev Afilu Cherev Shal Shalom. That even an army that has no quarrel with you will not pass through your land. And Yeshiyahu saw that he was living that time, and he denied permission for them to pass through. That's what the Mekayne means, Dovik Boy Chek Leitzanei Adar. The Aveira of the Leitzanei Adar, who was still Oivdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, that chet made them unworthy of afilu cheres shel shalom. And as Paroi came, he went through anyway. Yeshio went to do battle with him. And in that battle, Yeshio was killed, first injured in the battle itself, and then taken by chariot back to Megiddo, where he died, back to be among the Yidden. Many people don't understand the kinnah. It says he died in battle. It says Yirmiyahu bent over his ears, over his mouth, to hear his last words. It's an awkward thing to do in the middle of battle. But if you learn Navi, you see that he didn't actually die in battle. He was shot with numerous arrows in battle, and the chariot took him back, and there, Yirmiyahu was there at the time that he died. And with that, passed the last really great opportunity for Klal Yisrael. And he wasn't there, things reverted back to Avodah Zarah. So we take a look at this kinnah. It's a very understandable kinnah, if you know the story of Yeshio. Echa Eli kainenu me'elav. The weeping, Eli is weeping, cries out by itself. Ben shmeina shana hecha lidrash me'alekav. A king who at the age of 8 began to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nei Cham, those from Africa, referring to the Egyptians. Ba'ovram, as they passed through Eretz Yisrael, Chanu Alav, they camped against him. V'leihuska lo'isigui mefalav. And his incredible actions did not stand for him, even though he had so many schusim, it didn't help him. Gam b'chol malchei Yisrael, shekamu ligdar, in all the kings of Yisrael who stood ligdar, to erect together a barrier against Avodah Zarah among the Jewish people, like Kam Kamayu B'Maisa Avigdar. Nobody like him was from the days of Avigdar. Avigdar is Moshe Rabbeinu's name, as mentioned in Direi Hayamim. So that we're saying, as a Machzer B'Tshuva, there was nobody like him from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshio. And the capital goes on to describe, it's in the order of the Aleph Beis, you go down to the letter Kuf. Kila hamoine leches aram naharayim. Kila, he tried to stop hamoine leches aram naharayim. Hamoine here means the hamoine of soldiers that was sent to travel to aram naharayim. To keep that promise, afilu cherev shel shalom won't go through Ephraim. He didn't listen to Yirmiyah to turn back. Now, it doesn't really mean that he disobeyed Yirmiyah. He failed to ask Yirmiyah, who would have told him to refrain. Ki gezera nigzera, a gezera from heaven was made. V'sachsech mitzrayim b'mitzrayim. It's poetic language. To put the Yaitzei Mitzrayim into the hands of Mitzrayim. To put the Jews into the hands of Paroi. Mechatois tiras mezuzais. From the sin of those who hid their Avodah Zarah by breaking the doorpost. Chazoin ansoisi hechelu levazais. And they began to make fun of the Chazoin, is the Nevuais of Yirmiyah. Go, this is referring to the Litzani Hadar. No anomim. So this reference is a reference to the Leitzanei Adar that brought about, and then the last part describes his death. Yeshua was cornered, he was shot with many arrows. Sadu v'samu kamatar lachitzim. Kalim hitu achrav ezayin moitzapiyu. Kalim refers to Yirmiyah. He went after him to listen to his last words. Vadmitzay nefesh ma'aseh efiyu, and until the very end of his going out of his neshama, his ma'asim were extraordinary. Ross losef hitzu bepiyu. His last words what? Sadiku Hashem ki marisi piyu. So this is the story of Yeshiyahu, as described here, and as we mekainein on the Chorban, we talk about the causes of the Chorban as well. I found interesting, the language of the kinnah, as you know, is very poetic. It's really based on psukim in Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. This summer I'm learning Zechariah, and I realized that the pasuk, the Tom b'mikra echad kais megidai lishtais, is a reference to an incident in Zechariah, which is mentioned in the Gemara as well. It sounds like a very strange sentence if you look at it. Tom b'mikra echad, he died with one mikra, with one occurrence, and it's a reference to Achav, who also died by being shot in battle. Kais megidai lishtais, and drank the cup of megidai, the valley where the battle took place. Now, the similarity in Yeshiyahu and Achav is obviously something that needs hesber. Achav, you know, was the Melech Rasha. And Kais Megidai Lishtais, that also needs an explanation. So I'll tell you what it says in Zechariah. In Zechariah, there's a nevuah about Mashiach's coming. And in that nevuah, it describes the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef, after the wars, will die, and Mashiach ben David will come. So the pasuk says that a Mashiach ben Yosef's death, the death, Klai Yisrael will weep and say a hespit, kehespit ahadadrimayin begivas megidai. It refers to a hespit in a very mysterious way. There's no ahadadrimayin, and there's no hespit in megidai that we're aware of. And the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis, says it refers to the hespedim at the death of Achav, who's called Hadadrimayin, as the Gemara explains, and Megidai, because Megidai is a reference to Yeshiyahu. Achav, despite being a Melech Rasha, had big zchusim in being Ma'achet Klal Yisrael, in the Ben Adam L'Chaveri of Klal Yisrael. And when he died, there were strong hespedim on his death. And Yeshiyahu as well, it talks here about the hespedim on the death of Yeshiyahu, which you can only imagine. The righteous people in Klal Yisrael who saw Yeshiyahu, he's only 39 years old, an opportunity for a permanent stay in Eretz Yisrael, and averting all the nevuas of the Churban. And that's what took place. It says, Tala be'esru mishtayim aharei shasais. In this course, Tala, Hashem delayed the Churban 22 years, Meharais, from the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, ki safto lo echa be'esru mishtayim aisyas, because they set an echa on him for 22 letters, so the Churban was 22 and a half years later. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, there was the takanas hanavim, when Yeshiyahu died, that whenever Jews come together to say kinnis on other tzaris, we're obligated to say a kinna on Yeshiyahu as well. Rashi in Divrei Hayamim writes that that's the kina of Yekainin Yirmiyahu al Yeshiyahu, which we say today, as I said at the outset. It's the kina which has the earliest source from the days of the Nevi'im, and it's Mekainin, the Sibas HaChorban, the idea of Yeshiyahu falling Davak by Chet Leitzani Adar, who didn't follow in the Tshuva movement of Yeshiyahu. Can you hear me?